everyone. I am Raya Muhammad, she, her, hers, with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. In today's episode, we are joined by Dr. Jeff Gillian, who serves as Chief Medical Officer of DaVita Kidney Care, leading the transformation of kidney care through his commitment to providing holistic, integrated care that addresses the clinical and psychosocial needs of patients. Thank you for talking with us today. With that, let's jump into our conversation. So, doctor, right now, patient engagement is a hot topic in healthcare, as you know. In your opinion, why is kidney care so uniquely positioned for success in VPC environments, and is it related to patient care at all?
Well, hello, Mariah, and thanks for having me on. You are spot on that patient engagement is a hot topic in healthcare, and it should be a hot topic. Engaging patients and activating patients in their own care, whether it's kidney disease care or anything along those lines, is really crucial to getting the best outcomes for our patients. And patients with chronic kidney disease, they oftentimes have multiple comorbidities, and they really deserve assistance navigating complex disease management and navigating complex health systems, you know, from everything from polypharmacy to juggling multiple visits with specialists to several other obstacles. And right now, I think that complex disease management, especially for those with living with chronic kidney disease, it is highly fragmented. And that leads to frustration on the parts of our patients. It leads to frustration on the parts of their loved ones. I know as a physician, it leads to frustration on our part as well as doctors. And then that all leads to waste and excess utilization, and it can even lead to gaps in care. But fortunately, we at DaVita have a really strong relationship and partnership with thousands of nephrologists across the country to really assist in patient engagement. And we've got frequent touch points. We see many of our patients multiple times a week, multiple times a month, especially for those that are living with end-stage kidney disease on dialysis. But I think it's really important to remember, and the way I think about this, is engaging patients requires a multi-pronged approach. It is so much more than just a technology solution, although that is a critical part of it. It really requires direct access to patients. It requires building trusting relationships. And that's why providers like DaVita and our relationships and partnerships with nephrologists across the country, it's why we are so well positioned to help patients manage their care in a truly holistic fashion.
That's great that your company is so headstrong in the subject. And I couldn't agree more with you with it being related to patient care. And to further this discussion, doctor, are there any current challenges in engaging upstream CKD patients?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's always challenges. There's a number of challenges. And, you know, some of these challenges in the past were actually regulatory ones. But fortunately, many of those have been cleared with safe harbors and new government value-based care programs. So that's one obstacle that's actually gotten a little bit easier. But the next challenge has been working with our physician partners to truly help them think in new ways and transform their practices from fee-for-service to integrated care. Now, we're, I think, very lucky in this manner. We're fortunate that we have strong relationships with more than 3,000 nephrologists across the country, and many of those already serve as medical directors for us. They are partners with us. And so those challenges, I think, are ones that we've been able to overcome. The next big challenge, though, is building trusting relationships with our patients and with their loved ones, their caregivers, so that we can help them navigate the complexities of their illness and the complexities of the healthcare environment. And again, I think we are very fortunate in this aspect at DaVita, because we've been able to design systems and processes to meet patients where they are, and we've now got a track record of success that differentiates our results. And really, importantly, in my opinion, it differentiates patient experience. And this has led to great engagement. We have one pilot. It's one of our longest standing value-based care arrangements across the entire state of Minnesota. And we've got over 80% physician and patient engagement, which is really spectacular. So again, I keep coming back to this idea that we've been fortunate, and I do mean that. We've been fortunate to build really the preeminent patient and caregiver program for engagement, including an educational program for patients that are living with kidney disease. And this is our Kidney Smart program, And it's now branched off into Transplant Smart Program and a big kidney disease educational curriculum and a home dialysis, home therapy educational platform. And all of these have been designed with the patient and the caregiver at the center to really empower them and activate them in their own care. And it's been my belief and fortunately my experience that when patients and their caregivers and their nephrologists and us as a kidney care organization, when we're all able to pull in the same direction, then the outcomes really speak for themselves. We get better management of comorbidities, we get greater choice in the type of care, and we actually see real outcomes in terms of fewer hospitalizations and fewer complications. And so if I sort of think on that and I think about some of the examples of how this has worked well and how we're able to work together to engage and educate our patients, it really does come through in that Kidney Smart program that I mentioned. You know, what we've seen is 30% fewer hospitalizations. We have more patients making it to their treatments. We have more patients being able to choose to treat the way they want to treat, including frequently treating at home. So to me, this is what success looks like. It's greater care for our patients, greater experience for our patients, better health equity for our patients, and really fewer frustrations for our patients and our physician partners.
Absolutely. And those statistics that you just shared are great. And I'm glad you talked about value-based care a bit in your answer, because the next question I have for you is, how will value-based care models affect healthcare within the next 2 years?
Oh, that is the crystal ball question. You know, the one thing I can definitely say is value-based care is in a state of evolution right now. And really, that's okay. We believe that there's great opportunity to improve health. And as I mentioned before, really improve health equity. And so I'm excited about the progress along that front. And I'm excited about what that's going to mean over the next 24 months, 36 months. Integrated care is holistic care. And what that means to me is it means that we get to care for the whole person. We get to care for their physical needs, their mental health needs, their psychosocial needs. So over the next 2 years, as more and more patients or people living with kidney disease are cared for in this manner, then we get to focus on improving that health equity, and we get to reduce disparities, things like disparities in choosing how they want to dialyze, if they want to get dialysis at home, if they ultimately need dialysis care, improve health equity for increasing access to life-saving kidney transplants and improving quality of life. And really that is important regardless of where somebody is along the entire continuum of kidney disease. So for me, integrated kidney care, especially when it's implemented relatively early in a patient's journey, it can truly help change the trajectory of their illness. And that's our ultimate goal, to slow progression of kidney disease. And then for those people who ultimately need to go on to dialysis or need a kidney transplant, we can improve their health, safety, and experience. And so that is what I'm seeing over the next 2 years. And we're seeing that it's growing. It's growing really significantly and actually exponentially at this point. And so we anticipate over those next 2 years, we will see significant growth in physicians partnering with us to do value-based care, in patients really receiving the benefits of value-based care.
Yeah, and with this expansion and evolution that you were, you know, just talking about, how can providers drive the adoption of value-based care models for long-term success, do you think?
It's a good question, and it might come down, as I think about it, to even the definition of the term provider. And so maybe I'm cutting this too many ways, but the way I think about provider is twofold. If we're talking about physicians and physician assistants and nurse practitioners and their medical practices as providers, then the key really is practice transformation. So for many practices, medical practices, including quite honestly the one I was most affiliated with, you know, we were built to provide care within a fee-for-service world, and practice transformation requires not only a mindset shift, but also a systemic and a systematic process change for how we as physicians deliver that care. And it requires us as docs to serve as the quarterback of a multidisciplinary team that helps patients really address the greater needs. And so within DaVita and DaVita's integrated kidney care, we aim to provide programs that enable our nephrologist partners to deliver the best possible patient care and to maintain a thriving practice. And what we believe is that together with nephrologists, we can improve those outcomes for patients living with chronic kidney disease. And we've seen this. I mean, we've seen it across the board. We've seen fewer hospitalizations, as I mentioned, and that's true for our patients living with chronic kidney disease and end-stage kidney disease. We've seen significantly lower readmission rates, because when those patients come out of the hospital and we can jointly care for them holistically and together, then we can keep them from being readmitted to the hospital. So that's the way I think about it when you use the word provider to mean physicians and their medical practices. And then I also think of the word provider as kidney care organizations. That's people like us at DaVita. And it's us as partners driving the adoption of value-based care and really truly working with health systems, working with payers, working with patient advocacy groups to continually innovate and to double down on ways to defragment the healthcare system. And I'm hopeful, at least, making it easier to navigate for our patients. And I think that, you know, adoption of value-based care is only going to continue if the ultimate outcomes are truly patient-centered and holistic, and that they not only improve the hard outcomes that we can measure, quality outcomes, and of course those are important, but that they also address rising healthcare costs and improve the experience for our patients living with chronic kidney disease. So as a kidney care organization, as a provider, that's my goal, and that's certainly our goal. And to do this requires multiple touch points with our patients. And I think what we've learned is that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. We are trying to meet patients and their loved ones where they are. And I mean that sort of metaphorically, but actually as well. And some of our patients thrive on in-person visits. Great, that's where we meet them, in person. Others prefer telephonic, and still others prefer, you know, digital means like texting and telehealth and other digital platforms. And this is the crux of meeting our patients where they are, engaging with them, individualizing their care, and then improving their outcomes and their experience.
Yes, that is amazing. And doctor, thank you for this. That was the last question I have for you.
Thanks, Mariah. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Gillian, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, DaVita. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you again.